Well, I'm going to talk about a very quiet place called Yuanbo Park, which is located in the northwest of Beijing. It's not very far from the Fragrance Hill. You know, the Fragrance Hill is actually much more well-known than Yuanbo Park. So this park is, you know, it's a little far from my home. When I go there, if I want to go there, it at least takes me about 1.5 hours to get there by bus. This park is not really that famous in Beijing, so very few people know this place. I found it last year, actually, in October. One of my closest friends wanted to go to the Fragrance Hill because it was in the middle of the fall, and leaves began to change colors. They just began to be really beautiful and colorful. We wanted to go to the Fragrance Hill to look at all the leaves and take pictures of them, but by the time we got there, we were told that it was overcrowded, and we needed to wait for another 2 hours to go up the hill. And that was when we decided to go somewhere else. We just used the map on our phone to find this park, Yuanbo Park, and then we just went there. So as for what it's like, it's a huge park. It covers an area of 200 hectares, and it's divided into 5 sections: the modern section, the traditional section, the innovation section, and 2 other sections. I'm sorry, I don't remember the names of those places. What I like the most about this park is that there's a place called the Space Museum. We went inside there, and there was a giant telescope, and we could use it to just look at the universe. It was fantastic. It was the first time I had seen the universe, and I was totally wowed by the majesty of the immense universe. So how I felt about this place, it was great, and we had a ball there. It was indeed very quiet, because like I said, not many people know it, and when we were there, there were only just a few people.